They say the best things in life take time. And that's why Jose is always late. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, that was a compliment, Jose.
Yeah,
I think so.
You're the best thing in life.
Or am I the worst because I'm not on time?
Okay.
No, it just takes time.
Yeah.
You take time for the best things.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my time and process that.
All right.
Okay.
But we as people are constantly obsessed with time.
Yes.
There's all these weird sayings about it. You know, time is money.
Oh. Yeah.
Time waits for no one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time.
That's a song lyric, Alexis.
Oh. No, yeah. I just came up with that off the top of my head.
Sorry.
Someone should turn that into a song.
It's a great song.
But no, it's weird to think that our entire lives seem to revolve completely around time.
Yeah.
But have you ever wondered what would happen if the world didn't run on time?
I would sleep so much more.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
How could that possibly be? I don't know that how that's possible.
I mean, just think, if there was no way to tell when you were supposed to arrive somewhere, or how long that package is going to take to get to your house, even how old you were.
Yeah. Oh.
What if none of that was even possible to calculate?
I can't tell if it'd be freeing or if it'd be really stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I was supposed to go meet my girlfriends for happy hour, but when is happy hour?
Yeah.
No one told me.
That's exactly what one French explorer named Christian Clot wanted to find out recently.
Okay.
So he came up with kind of a crazy idea to do the world's first experiment to figure out what happens to humans when they live without time.
Okay.
So what are they doing? Just turning their clocks off? Like, what's the plan?
No.
What's the plan?
They have to go to the extreme for this. So here's how it's going to work. Basically, 15 people, 8 men, 7 women, who are total strangers, are going to spend 40 days isolated deep inside a large cave in the mountains of France.
Was a cave necessary?
I was going to say, why can't this be like at the house? Just
give them a cabin.
They're going to have no phones, no watches, no devices of any sort that can help them tell time.
But are they going to have reality cameras filming the entire thing? Because
Brooke,
this sounds like a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, like the worst season of The Real World ever. But the reason why they're in the cave is because they can't have any access to natural light so that they know when the sun's coming up, or they can't tell by the moon. That's the only way that they'll have zero concept of time, and they're just going to wait and see how it feels.
Kind of sounds like torture.
It sounds miserable. Like, you think that they could have gone with like one of those really rich person's underground bunker thing that they have that's like all
shelter.
Set up at least?
Yeah.
A cave, you can't even slam the door on somebody if
you're
mad.
I was going to ask you guys if you would ever consider this, but as soon as I said no phones, I could already tell you think this is stupid.
Yeah, I'm not living without that thing.
Yeah.
I'd do it, but the cave thing is a hard piece for me.
It's an interesting experiment.
I mean, 40 days of your life, like, it'd be fascinating.
I mean, would that feel? They have zero concept of time. Probably like going to any major league baseball game. Like, we've been here 5 hours and oh my God, it's only the second inning?
Yeah, exactly.
How is that possible?
I mean, if you're into one of the people there, it could go by faster. At least.
Well, you might wonder, what are they actually going to be doing for those 40 days inside the cave?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Just
no PlayStation
chilling.
Or Xbox. Or
arguing over what time it is.
Well, the group's going to be given a series of tasks to study about the topography inside the cave.
Okay, so they have something to do.
Topography, that's boring.
Yeah, were you hoping for a puzzle? Maybe a video game?
Maybe like
PlayStation
or something?
Like a Chinese finger trap down there. Spend the whole 40 days. But no, they'll be studying the inside of the cave just so that they'll have something to do for those 40 days so they're not just sitting on their hands.
I feel like if I was down there, they'd be like, Jose, put down the stalactites. Yeah. Stop throwing them at people.
Oh my God, you would be the worst person to be stuck in a cave with.
I really would be.
Or he'd be the best because he'd just sleep the entire 40 days of a hibernation.
Like, I'm already like hunching over thinking of darkness, of hibernation. Like my body wants to hibernate.
But Postmates won't come.
Oh yeah, you know, how am I going to eat? Oh dude, I would die. First day, my body, my brain just gives up. Just, you know what? I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're like, well, apparently time affects people differently.
Yeah.
They're like, Jose, we've been down here for 30 seconds.
Exactly.
The cave they're using is kept at a constant 53 degrees Fahrenheit with 95% humidity.
Oh.
Jeez.
What is going on?
It's a sweaty cold.
Cold and muggy? Yeah. I didn't even know that cold and muggy existed.
But the group will be able to generate their own electricity using a pedal boat system, and they can draw fresh water from a well that's 45 meters deep.
I would would get into the pedal boat system.
Yeah.
I'd be all for that.
I'm volunteering for Cave Peloton.
Yeah.
Cave Peloton.
Yeah.
You know what? And two.
My calf's going to be so ripped when I come out of that cave.
So like, extreme. did I just do a 15-minute exercise, or was I just on that bike for 2.5 hours?
That's right. The entire time, each test subject's going to have sensors that monitor their vitals so researchers can see how the deep isolation is physically affecting them.
Oh, interesting.
And the founder of the experiment says he was inspired to create this because of the COVID pandemic and the way that it's impacting our lives. Because we've been forced to spend long periods of time sheltered away from people with no idea on how that's going to affect our lives in the short or the long term.
Right. Or how long we were going to be sheltered for, right?
Yeah,
like, remember at the beginning, I thought, oh man, my kids are going to be home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, man. Okay. I saw so many.
Year later, joke's on me.
Right. The project has come under fire in France, though, recently.
Oh.
But not for the reasons you might think. Because apparently people are upset that the leader of the project's calling himself a researcher, even though he has no actual scientific training.
Oh, wow, this sounded all legit to me.
Well, he should be on our show then. Yeah. We call ourselves experts on a lot of things, I mean, and it's not necessarily true.
If this ends up turning out to be some sort of cult, and this is his genius way of starting it and forcing them to all get together down there.
Cave cult with a paddle boat.
That Netflix documentary is going to blow up.
Yeah, dude.
I'm telling you. You. But text into 78592. Tell us, would you consider being a part of the experiment? Would you isolate yourself for 40 days?
How would anyone know you were doing it if you couldn't post on Instagram?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.